Welcome back into another episode of 413 Spin Fit. It's episode 5 of season 3. And before I get started with this episode, I just want to, first of all, tell you guys that I do apologize for such a delay between episodes. It's been a struggle to really get focused back on doing my podcasts on a consistent basis. So here's the deal. I promise you guys, I will continue on with the podcast. However, I'm probably not going to do as many episodes, probably one a month for a little while, simply because with what I'm trying to do to make each episode more worth your while in terms of listening to my podcast, I want to be able to put more into each episode. And if I do it on a monthly basis, that gives me more time to be able to sit down, come up with a topic, write my notes out, and be better prepared to present the topic to you guys. Otherwise, with that, as always, if you're new to 413 Spin Fit, welcome in for the first time. If you are a continued listener, as always, thank you for your support. And remember, whatever episode you're listening on, go press that bell. That way you are notified when new content drops. Okay, so this episode 5. This is a continuation of episode 4, where I started talking about life in the form of an acrostic. And in this episode, I want to finish up this series by talking about freedom and eternity. And when I think about freedom, of course, I live in the United States of America, where our freedoms as U.S. citizens come from the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I'm not going to go into the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, okay? That's something you can look up for yourself. But I kind of want to talk about how, you know, for man, we feel like, and this is the human nature, I guess, we feel like our freedoms are written on a piece of paper because those are our freedoms. You know, you can name it: freedom of speech, the Second Amendment. Those are just a couple of freedoms I can think of that people feel like, you know, those are very important to them. Okay. The freedom I want to focus on isn't so much the freedom that is, well, I don't want to say given to us by our government, because I don't believe our freedoms are given to us by our government. I believe our freedoms come to us, are given to us by God, okay? Whether you believe in God or not, I believe our freedoms come from God, okay? Here's what I mean by that. I'm going to read a couple of Bible verses, and I'm kind of explain the purpose, the reasoning behind those verses, and why I feel like our freedom, or my freedom, comes from God especially. Okay? And Galatians 5:1 says this: it is freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then. Do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You see, before you become a Christian, before you pray that prayer of salvation, and you ask Jesus Christ in your heart, You're a slave to sin. You're a slave to the world. You're a slave to the culture, so on and so forth. I could keep going. Okay? You're a slave to what man says is good, what man says is right. Okay? You're a slave to sin. But the moment you pray and ask Jesus Christ in your heart, that prayer of salvation, that moment, Jesus Christ sets you free. He breaks those chains of sin, whatever that is that's dragging you down as a human being. He breaks those chains. Now, even after you become a Christian, there are still moments in your life that you're going to sin, and you're going to potentially come under that slavery again, but more than likely not. as long as you pray a prayer of repentance and you pray and ask the Lord to forgive you. That's the whole key. You know, the term that I remember hearing used when I was growing up is backslidden. There are believers who at some point in their life, at some point in their walk with Christ, they become backslidden. They step away from the church. They aren't consistent reading their Bible. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I've personally gone through that. Okay. And when there's a period of time that I don't wake up every morning and I don't spend time with God, then I can sense it. My life feels topsy-turvy. It feels out of order. It feels chaotic. But the awesome thing about that freedom is this. Ephesians 2:13 says this. But now in Christ Jesus, you once were far away, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. You see, the blood of Christ washed away my sins. My sins are forgotten. And it's because of that, I'm free. Not because of man. Not because words that are written on a piece of paper. But because of my salvation. That's why I'm free. My freedoms come from knowing that I'm saved. And when it's time for me to go home, when it's time for me to pass away, that I will not live eternity enslaved. I will live eternity, which brings me to E. I will live eternity with Christ in heaven. Just like my dad's doing. Just like some of the most amazing men and women of God are doing right now. They are living eternity in heaven with the Lord. And I firmly believe that one day, when it's time for the Lord to call me home, that's where I'm going. Because when I prayed the prayer of salvation at the age of 19, I was set free. Y'all, I'm going to leave it there with this episode. As always, thank you for listening to 413 Spin Fit. You guys have a blessed rest of your week this week. Remember, listen to 413 Spin Fit on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few. You guys be blessed.
Welcome.